Well, they say the sky's the limit, but why hasn't Australia ever had a space agency before? That's all about to change, as the federal government announced this week that Australia will have takeoff on its very own space agency and will have its own share in the booming space market. Although the scope and structure hasn't been announced yet, there's word that the National Space Agency might just land on South Australian soil. PhD candidate astrophysicist Matthew Agnew from Swinburne University is in Adelaide for the International Astronautical Conference, and he joins us now live in the studio to discuss this more. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So is Australia ready to enter the space race?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been a long time coming, and it's certainly a bit of a case of, about time. There's been a bit of talk about it in the past a lot, and this is the first time this year it's really kind of seen this resurgence. Human space flight's kind of entering this golden age, I guess some might say. So I think it's certainly about time that we got in and got our slice of this enormous amount of, economy of the space sector.
Now, when we hear this idea of Australia entering the space race, it sounds very, very glorious. You know, you think about Neil Armstrong and things like that. But what would this actually potentially look like?
Yeah, so I think sometimes there's a bit of confusion with space agencies being, human space flight, putting people into space with rockets. But the scope of space agencies is a lot more extensive. I think the way that the Australian Space Agency will position itself is in the use of these CubeSats, which are essentially miniaturised satellites, putting these in orbit around the Earth, around some of our neighbours like Venus, the Moon, Mercury, Mars, and just taking more observations, more scientific data that we can use. Certainly of benefit to us will be the ones orbiting around Earth that we're going to be able to, create models and gain input and insight into all the unique features of our country.
Do you think there will be more space-related jobs in Australia created by this as a result?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be a massive boon for the economy, which will be that the idea is it will generate several thousand jobs in Australia for the space agency and space-related activities. Certainly, it kind of has a bit of a spillover effect of keeping some of the great talent and clever thinkers in Australia. They're not going to be kind of pigeonholed to having to look abroad to be involved in the space sector.
And so most developed nations already have a national space agency, and there has been like lots of work, as you mentioned, coming out of Australia already. Why do you think now is the time?
I think at this stage, Australia's only getting, in the ballpark of 1% of the space economy, so to speak. A lot of the stuff we need to do or that we do utilises other agencies and other organisations, and we're kind of hamstrung a little bit in what we're able to achieve because we need to piggyback, in essence. By having our own agency, we're really able to leverage ourselves and keep our nation's best interests when it comes to developing these technologies and engineering these solutions.
So what are at Australia's best interests for a space agency? What does Australia have to gain?
Having these satellites that can gain imagery and data, we can really model and create these solutions that are unique to the country, whether that is flood rapid flood management, dealing with the spread of bushfires, looking into imagery and trying to interpret how we can stem the flow of things with the Great Barrier Reef. There's a lot of things that are very unique to Australia that we're going to be able to really focus on with having a space agency.
It sounds incredible. It sounds really, really useful for the broader scope of Australian future.
Absolutely, yeah, it's very exciting.
We're speaking about Australia's quest towards developing our very first space agency with PhD candidate and astrophysicist Matthew Agnew from Swinburne University, who's in Adelaide for the International Astronautical Conference. Now, there's been lots of talk about the agency being based in South Australia. Do you think that's a good call? Do you think we'd be right for it?
Oh, yeah, I haven't given that too much thought. I think obviously South Australia does have a lot to offer in that regard and kind of has a bit of a history in the space sector. So, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. I'm not so sure.
Do you think the fact that Australia hasn't had a space agency has deterred young people from pursuing and looking into careers in science and astronomy?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you talk to kind of the next generation of students coming through, and there is always this enormous passion and interest in space. And, historically that has been a massive hurdle for Australians because there's limited opportunities here, and a lot of that is... Yeah, you need to look to the States and Europe to kind of pursue those career aspirations. So, yeah, having something homegrown agency definitely creates jobs and gives that option for young people to, yeah, pursue a career in space and space activities right here at home, yeah.
What do you think, having a space agency here, you sort of touched upon these sort of aspects of understanding our country better. What do you think the further scope, though, of having a space agency here could have the potential for in Australia?
Depending on how things go and as more details are formalised kind of next year in March, there's obviously a lot of capacity for manufacturing, some of these, very highly sophisticated submarines. So, I don't know, maybe there could be some future for being involved in some of the really large-scale capital projects. And it does allow for, more cohesive collaborations with other international agencies and international cooperation. So maybe there's a chance of manufacturing aspects of future, large-scale endeavours.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, my pleasure.
That was Matthew Agnew, PhD candidate, astrophysicist from Swinburne University. He's in Adelaide for the International Astronautical Conference, speaking to us about what the federal government's announcement this week of the establishment of a national space agency will mean for Australia. You listen.